Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a journey unlike any other, a venture where the stakes are high and the discoveries are monumental. We're not just talking about a stroll in the park here, we're embarking on an expedition to the moon. Yes, that's right, the moon, a celestial neighbor that has been silently orbiting us for eons, holding secrets we're just beginning to unravel. Now, as NASA gears up for the Artemis 3 mission in 2026, we're facing a new set of challenges and revelations. The moon, it turns out, is not the static, unchanging orb we once thought. It's dynamic, it's shrinking, and it's rattling with moonquakes and landslides. These aren't just academic puzzles. They're real problems that could impact where and how we build our first lunar colony. In this exploration, we're going to guide you through the labyrinth of lunar mysteries and solutions. We'll dive into three main aspects: the moon's changing anatomy, the risks and challenges for lunar settlements, and the strategies for safe colonization. Let's get started, shall we? More than just a pretty face in the sky, the celestial phenomenon. Think of the moon as a once boisterous rock star that's now facing the music of aging. For millions of years, the moon has been on a slow but steady path of shrinkage. Imagine a grape slowly turning into a raisin. That's what's happening to them. It's all due to the cooling of its interior. This cooling leads to surface creases, much like the wrinkles on an aging face, keys and slides. The moon's growing pains, moonquakes akin to our earthquakes, are the moon's way of telling us it's not as serene as it looks. These quakes are caused by the aforementioned creases and fault lines. And here's the kicker. Because the moon's surface is more like a sandbox than solid ground, these quakes are more likely to kick off landslides. It's as if the moon is rearranging its furniture, but in a more dramatic and potentially hazardous way. The risks and rewards of lunar settlements. Picking the right spot. When it comes to planting our flag and building a colony, we can't just land anywhere. The terrain of the moon is like the menu of a high-end restaurant, varied and requiring careful consideration. Some areas are tantalizing with hidden water resources, while others pose risks with rough terrain and instability. The danger of moonquakes and landslides. Now, the seismic activity on the moon isn't just a scientific curiosity. It's a real concern for astronauts and planners. Imagine setting up a lunar base only to have it rattled apart by a moonquake or buried in a landslide. That's a risk we need to account for, especially in areas like the South Pole, where fault lines are as common as tourists in Times Square. IETA, strategies for safe moon colonization. Engineering for the moon. Building for quakes and slides. As we prepare for the Artemis mission, we're not just packing our bags. We're brainstorming on how to build structures that can withstand the moon's tantrums. It's like preparing for a rock concert where the crowd might get rowdy. You need to make sure everything is bolted down and sturdy. Staying safe in unstable zones. Safety is the name of the game here. We're not just sending astronauts to the moon for a quick visit. We're planning to stay. This means understanding the most dangerous zones, like the walls of Shackleton Crater, notorious for its instability. It's like knowing which neighborhoods to avoid in a new city. The moon awaits, but so do its challenges. As we stand on the threshold of a new era of lunar exploration, it's clear that the moon is more than just a silent guardian in the night sky. It's a world of its own, with its quirks and dangers. From its shrinking surface to the perils of moonquakes and landslides, the moon is telling us that if we want to make it our second home, we need to respect its rules and prepare accordingly. The Artemis 3 mission is not just a leap for mankind. It's a leap into the unknown, where careful planning, robust engineering, and a deep understanding of lunar geology will be our best tools. As we inch closer to 2026, let's remember that the moon is not just a destination. It's a new frontier, a challenge, and an opportunity to expand our horizons. The moon awaits, so let's get ready to meet it head on.